A blonde and a brunette walk into a room, to talk about Jesus, exploring God's word, tackling topics no one likes talking about, discussing biblical truths, and dodging bad theology on the way. This is Her Theology. Hello, welcome to Her Theology, two Christian Aussie moms that like her theology, not like her theology, like theology from the Bible, because we're Christians. And my name is Cassie, and you have Kirsty. That was the most clunkiest introduction Hello. You've ever heard ever for any podcast. That's okay. That's what we're all about. The real sad of life. Anyway, so I want to share with you, Kirst,
yes,
which we do every episode. If you're new and you're like, what, I thought we were talking about gossip today, because Kirst is going to talk about gossip. But at the beginning of every episode, we talk about something new that we've learned. Mm. So what have you learned?
Oh, what have I learned?
I was going to go first, and I was like, that's rude. You go first.
Oh, thank you. This is actually so interesting. In Canada, milk comes in plastic plastic bags.
Oh.
And you snip the corner of your bag and you pour it into a jug.
Oh, and then you keep it in the fridge.
Yeah. How weird is that?
Okay, so I thought at first two things. I thought you were going to say in tubes, like a Zupa Dupa. I was like, that is not practical at all.
It's not practical at all anyway.
Well, do you buy it from the shop or do they deliver it on your doorstep?
That is exactly what I asked when I heard this. You buy it from the shop.
In a bag?
Yeah.
What if it breaks?
A nightmare would occur.
Yeah. You'd have to cry because
it's
spilt milk.
Like it's, I mean, it's in plastic bag, so it's in a sealed plastic bag.
It must be a very durable plastic.
Yeah. But it's not like plastic bottles. Like, I just don't understand why. Because if it's a recycling thing, it doesn't make any sense.
So Canadians.
Maybe our Canadian sisters can help us here.
Can someone please explain to us why? Please explain.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah, that is really odd. Mm. Although I do really wish we lived back in the old days.
Where they delivered the milk?
Yeah.
Straight
and
from
a
the
jar.
Can.
Yeah, that's and nice. A fresh loaf of bread.
That's nice.
How nice would that be?
Yeah.
I'd totally do that if I could. Maybe we should start that as a business. That would go off the hook. Hipsters would love that.
Hipsters would love that, actually.
I'm not even a hipster and I would love that.
Mm. I think any mum would love that.
Also, when you said, oh, milk comes in, and I was like thinking, oh my gosh, do they drink another animal's milk? I was like, moose?
No.
Moose, they
it's
come
still
from moose.
Cow, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can milk a moose. Do
a
you call
moose
a moose a
is
moose?
A girl or a boy? Because I think a moose is a boy, isn't it?
Oh.
That's another thing
their
we can
female
ask the
version?
Canadians. That's what I'm.
Oh my gosh. We really
no, that's probably not.
I think we need to stop doing this section because we go, come talk to us about theology, and then we just say the dumbest things at the beginning of every episode.
Is it an antelope or moose? A girl moose? Okay, you say what you learned.
Well, I kind of learned a lot then. But anyway,
well,
did you also know milk is so, it's not acidic, but there's something in it that's so powerful it can eat away at concrete? My husband told me that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that you learnt?
No, it just
That's
reminded
a bonus.
Me. I know. I should have banked that one for another day.
Interesting.
Anyway, I was listening to a sermon by Tim Keller. He was actually from like ages and ages and ages ago.
Yep.
But he was just – wasn't actually in relation to the topic, but he was talking about how Christianity is one of the most widely spread religions and how – you can see the authenticity in Christianity because, say, like Hinduism, you would find in mostly Asian countries, Buddhism, same again, like so like India or like Buddhism would be in more Southeast Asia, Islamic is more your Middle East, and you definitely find those religions in other areas, but you see it predominantly where it started is kind of where it's kind of stayed. It's kind of that's the hub, it's the culture, that's where it is. Whereas Christianity is so evenly spread around the world. And so, I mean, to give an idea, in 2010, the Pew report said like Europe 25%, the Americas is like 30%, Asia Pacific is like nearly 20%, and then sub-Saharan Africa is like 24%. So you can see how like it's actually really evenly distributed. And I just thought it was really interesting because I was like, it's a really good apologetics, like another bit of evidence to prove the faith, I guess.
Yeah, so that's cool. My thing. That is a cool thing. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to actual stuff.
Yeah. So what did you – well, I already popped the cherry and told everyone we're going to talk about gossip today.
Yeah.
They'd also see it in the title of the episode.
True.
Surprise, surprise. But go ahead, Kirst.
All right. Well, gossip. So this is just going to be a conversation on gossip, really. To start with, of course, we're going to define what it is. So what is gossip? It's the what do you think gossip is?
Talking about someone behind their back.
Yeah, see, that was kind of what I was thinking. But when I looked it up and when I like did a bit of more intense research, it's sharing information that's not yours to share.
Oh.
Which I guess is like similar. But then I was like, well, what's the difference between gossip and slander? Because they're two different words used in the Bible.
Yeah.
So biblically, gossip is sharing information that ought not to be shared, whereas slander is spreading false information. So gossip may be about you might be gossiping and slandering at the same time.
Yes.
But
you could gossip without slander.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was just a really interesting little...
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, me either. So gossip can be true and slander is false. So
yes. Or like damaging, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So gossip is when we're trying to drag others down by what we're saying. Would we be saying it to them if not? Or if they would be – so would they be hurt if they found out that what we'd actually said about them? That's a good indication that it's gossip.
Yes.
John Piper defined the term as derogatory information about someone that you have that is shared with others in a tone of confidentiality – that is not motivated by doing good to them and that you are enjoying in a way that shows your heart is not humble. And I was like, that definition really hits like all the things. Derogatory information about somebody else.
Yep.
You sharing it in a tone that says like, oh, this is confidential.
Like we're going through this.
Yeah, except that I'm sharing it with you.
Yeah.
It's not motivated by you doing good by them. And in fact, you're actually enjoying it in a way that shows that your heart is, you're not doing it good by them.
Yeah.
So your heart's definitely not humble. Gossip.
Yeah, that really makes it bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Because I'm thinking like, you know, gossip is one of those words that gets thrown around a lot. And I think we don't really think about it that much. And no. I don't think.
All I know is I fall into it, but I haven't given it much thought.
Yeah. And I don't think we somehow don't see it as serious, maybe, as like murder is listed in the same sentence that Paul says about gossip.
That's very true.
So yes. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But it's like it's in the Bible. It's not just a thing that Christians say not to do. But the thing is, it is so easy to do. It is so easy to do. And the world... Mm-hmm. does it, and they make the world is making millions of dollars from gossip.
Well, that's immediately like thought of. I thought the media.
Yeah, of the media.
Yeah.
You think about magazines. I don't know when the last time you sat in a doctor's surgery and read a magazine, but it's just full of it.
I know. And I always feel dirty reading them, it's like a women's weekly.
So far from God. Like, it's just so unhelpful.
But even it's interesting because we talk about like news and journalism. And by that definition, an awful lot of that would come under that category as well.
Yeah. Well, so much of news and journalism is speculative anyway because of the perspectives that are put on it and the twists. And
the bias. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. All of that. So, but that's what I'm saying. The world is making a lot of money from it. It's just not of God. It doesn't bear fruit. It's destructive. It's damaging. It's divisive. And it's listed as sin. In the Bible. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read some passages. They're going to feel like a punch in the face.
Okay. Buckle in.
Okay. So the last couple of episodes we have talked about James on taming the tongue.
Yes. How relevant is this topic?
Exactly. So let me read that to you. It's James 3, 1 to 12. This is what it says. It's titled Taming the Tongue. Not that that title is from the original, but here we go. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. Mm. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth. It's just like reading this, and Cass is just like sighing, like, oh my goodness, this is so hard. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Yeah, I know. It's really...
It's only because, like, when I hear it, I actually, like, I'm like, oh, yeah. You just think I'm immediately convicted of moments throughout the day or the week. That I'm like, okay.
The thing that really grabs me out of that whole passage is, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings.
Yes.
I mean, that is gossip, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we're calling ourselves Christians.
Yep.
And we're chatting about people, you know.
And how much do we justify it away by saying,
you're going to go there?
Yeah.
This is Proverbs 16:8. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure there's been a time in all of our lives where if it hasn't broken a relationship, it's made for conflict in a relationship that we've had to patch up and repair. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 11:13. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret.
How true is that as well?
True, yep.
When you've got those people in your life, you know they're tight-lipped. You know they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Proverbs 16:28, a perverse person stirs up conflict, and I've already read that out. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. How true is that? Because when you know somebody's been talking about you.
It destroys you.
It destroys you. And it's hard to forget it.
It is. It really is.
It's hard to forget words.
And it creates unforgiveness, bitterness, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Proverbs 20:19, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. There you go. Nothing.
This isn't quiet.
Proverbs 26:20, without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. So true.
Oh, yeah.
So true, because it is. It's the flame of, like, what James is talking about. Proverbs 26:22, the words of a gossip. I've already read that one as well. I've done a really good job at putting all of these together and in a list and copied and pasted a few of them a couple of times. Romans 1:29, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. This is Paul talking. And now listen to what he lists. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips. ... It goes on. Yeah. So we kind of like put gossip like, oh, yeah, that's there.
We all do it. It's not the end of the world.
But we don't think about it very deeply. 2 Corinthians 12:20. For I'm afraid that when I come, I may not find you as I want you to be, and I may not, you may not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. That's Paul talking to the Corinthians. And those things that he lists, I guess, like, they all go hand in hand with gossip. Discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, slander, arrogance, disorder. But listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak.
Sorry, I keep on sighing. I don't mean to.
No, it's like, but it's like, I read that one and I was like, oh, that's that's heavy.
I don't know if there's time and eternity to go through everything I've said. that's the scary thought. You think of it that way and you're like, that's a long
list. Now magnify that by every single person.
Yeah. Yep.
These are the common excuses we tell ourselves, and feel free to add if I, if I've forgotten anything.
No, this is good.
I've only got three. Okay. So I need to vent.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant it seemed like you need to vent about the three.
No, this is the three.
Oh.
I need to vent. So I'm going to tell you what's happened.
Yep. I need to get it off my chest and then I'll be okay.
Yeah. Number two, I only tell my closest friends about this kind of stuff. So that's fine.
Yep. So I'm justifying
right? I've got my people.
Yep.
That I tell all of these things to.
Yep.
And I don't tell anyone else. So.
Yep.
The third one, I'm trying to help, but not really. Like,
and that was the one that I get hung up on the amount of times.
As in what you feel. What you've heard people say.
Come to me and say,
I'm just trying to help.
I'm just trying to help. So and so is going through this. And I'm like, do they know that you're telling me this? And they're like, no, but they'd be okay with that because I'm trying to help them. And I'm like, I don't know if they would be.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't
think. They've told you for a reason and not me.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't think they would like to know that I know, or maybe that me, a stranger, knows, or, you know, like this whole under the guise of good purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll come back to when is a good time to talk about somebody. Yeah. What does gossip produce? Disunity? Oh, sorry, did you want to add any common excuses that we tell ourselves other than those three? So
the you said venting.
I need to vent, get it off my chest.
Yeah.
I just tell my, you know, I need to have my people that I tell all the things to.
And can I just add to that? I think for married couples, it's very easy to fall into that we would go and tell our spouse.
Yes.
And that, just because you're married in one, it's still gossip.
100%.
Yeah. So you need to, and I've really tried to get, I don't get it right all the time. I'm not proclaiming to be perfect at this at all.
Yeah.
But I have really tried to make the point now, if someone tells me something really heavy, I will say to them, I'm happy to keep my mouth shut. I will not tell Will.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I trust Will? Him. Yeah. I know he wouldn't tell anyone because he's a male and they probably forget a large portion of the time anyway. Yeah. But like, so
but with permission, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know otherwise I fall into the trap of going, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I just heard this. And it's like, that's gossip. But I just know that's something I fall into the trap of very easily. And we justify it because we're married to them.
Yeah.
But actually, no, still gossip, like you said.
Rob's been a really helpful example to me in gossip because, as you know, he's a pastor.
And you hear a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, people will come up to me and they'll say, oh, so did you know about this? Like, they're the ones who have told Rob. And I'm like, nope. No. Because he never tells me anything, which at first I was really annoyed about because I was like, I need to know what's going on. But actually, I'm like, actually, no, I don't. Why would I need to know any of that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's been really good.
Yeah.
So you just, I guess the way you don't gossip is you just don't do it from that.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. You know, Nike says do it. Yeah. We're saying just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't do it. Okay. So next thing, what does gossip produce? These are the things that I thought of.
Stinky old fruit.
Yeah. Not even fruit. Yeah, rotten fruit. disunity and dissension.
Mm.
So you're breaking up relationships, but you're also causing perhaps rivalry groups.
Yes.
You're creating an in and an out group.
Yeah, like cliques.
Cliques. Yeah, that's a better way to say it. You will produce bad relationships with other people and probably get a bad reputation.
100% that happens.
Not trustworthy or a gossip.
Yep.
What does gossip produce? It really hurts people. People don't forget about words. Just like that Proverbs 26:22.
Mm.
What did it say? It's like the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts.
It is true. Yeah. And Satan uses it, hey? Uh-huh. Like it's that time you're going to be vulnerable. You've struggled to be vulnerable for so long. You finally opened up and that person goes and tells someone else. You just it destroys you.
It does. And it destroys relationships.
Yeah.
And it's hard to come back from that when you feel like you've been betrayed.
Oh, it takes like 5,000 times the amount of time to build that trust back up.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, depending on what it is, but still generally. So when should we talk to someone about another person? This is the only reason or time that I could ever think of.
Okay, this is good.
After we've spoken to the person and that we're very concerned for something that's going on in their lives, like we've spoken to them and said, I'm going to need to talk to somebody else about this because I'm really concerned for your
safety. So if someone was like in a violent situation or suicidal or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be instances where it's actually not in their best interest to tell them that you're going to tell someone else because that means that they run away from whatever or something. I don't know. Or it makes them more reactive in their choice making or something. But that is the only – like when it's kind of like real danger –
yeah.
That's kind of the only time.
And even then it's hard, right? Because I just did domestic violence training for my work the other day and kind of touching on this sort of thing, but working with women and obviously men are in domestic violence as well, but the large proponent is women that are victims of domestic violence. Often they'll tell us a whole lot of stuff.
Mm.
They'll explain they're in a DV situation. But even unless there's an actual threat to the child that's involved, I can't say anything to anyone. And it's really interesting because it's not
reportable because they're over 18.
They're an adult, you know, and it's their choice. And I thought, oh, so that's really interesting because I would have thought, no, you're in danger, you're in physical harm. One woman every single week dies at the hand of domestic violence in Australia. That's a pretty scary stat. And I was like, surely you need to tell. And they're like, no, it's not your story to tell. And I was like, wow. And so when you're saying that, I'm like, even in those situations sometimes, it's not your story to tell. Mm. Sometimes they just needed to offload and tell you in a safe space so that way they can keep on coming back to you. Because then if you're going straight to your pastor and telling them and they're getting involved, they're never going to talk to you again about it, are they?
Yeah. It is all about relationship building.
Yeah. So you can just see.
Building up that confidence.
I know that's an extreme example, but.
Yeah.
You can see how, put that into any other situation, you can see how damaging it is, even with the best intention.
Yep. That's right.
Like you said, ask for permission first maybe.
Yes. I think that's the key.
Mm.
All right. So how to dodge a gossip or a gossiper?
Just run.
Yeah. Well, I said plain up rebuke.
Yeah.
In that situation.
No, yes.
It can be really uncomfortable, but a gentle, this is probably not a helpful conversation for us to be having, or as my husband.
Is this gossip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as my husband does so well, he'll say this phrase and then I know, okay, we're heading into gossip territory. He goes, this is all just speculation. He's used to so many times. I'm like, okay, I think I might be gossiping right now.
But it is true. I've had people say to me, you know, is this gossip? Which, you know, or
yes,
you know what? Maybe we need to stop talking because this is not. And I, those moments have actually, one, helped me trust that person more for future reference.
Totally.
But also really helped me grow in my faith. And I actually really appreciate it because it's so easy to get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And also I love it when – I've had those conversations with people and then they'll say it and we're already in the midst of it and it's like, we need to stop. Like yeah. both of us are doing it, you yeah. know, sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And you know when you're doing it because you have those niggles, mm. like the Holy Spirit niggles you.
100% you yeah. know when you're doing it.
Yeah. But the devil also is trying to pull you and lure you. Like this is such a – that's the thing. It's all, the devil is all about deception
mm-hmm.
And tearing apart relationships.
Yeah.
Gossip is, you know, like what a perfect ingredient list recipe for that.
Yep.
You know, it does all of those things. You could avoid gossipers, but probably calling them on it is going to be the best for every person long term. Yeah.
Because also think of how much it happens in families.
Yeah.
Like I feel like we're actually more prone to do it in families
and workplaces.
Yeah. Because it's just like the people that you're with, you know, really well, you see them all the time.
Mm.
Like I feel like it's a lot harder. You can't really escape those situations, but it's more being above reproach in those situations.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And for yourself, I was reading a article by the Gospel Coalition and it was by Brad Larson and he said basically speak the truth and speak in love. And if you're doing those two things all the time, yeah, then you good. Avoid gossip. I'm like, oh, that makes it real simple.
Speak the truth and speak in love.
Yeah. So that just kind of like
wait, I can just imagine though. Someone going, I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. I'm doing it because I'm loving.
Yeah, true.
You know what we mean yeah, when we say
totally.
That.
You know what we mean.
Yeah.
But
if you're having to justify it, you're probably doing the wrong.
Yeah, exactly. If you, yeah, if you have that thought of, is this gossip mm. or I feel like I have to justify myself, then it's gossip.
That's really good though. Speak the truth, speak in love.
Yeah.
It's really easy to remember.
Yeah. That is literally all I had
yeah.
to talk about.
Can I give one yes, more
go for it.
Tool to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Just print out all the verses that cursed out before and put them on in your the fridge. Episode
notes.
Just print them out in big bold text. You know, write them on your wall in a Sharpie pen.
Mm. Because words, words are so damaging. Like
yeah,
words can be life reminder. And words can be death, you yes. know? Like, yeah. So.
Mm. I'd love to explore that verse one day as well on the episode.
Which verse?
I don't know. A lot of people quote it. I don't know where it is, but oh, it's like the power of the tongue can give life or death. Mm. A lot of people, I think, use that out of context. So it'd be interesting to explore what that actually means one day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking from like it's not more in charismatic
not in James,
aspect, but also like mm. how much of that is true and not, you know. But anyway, sorry, I'm not to –
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's
anyway. That's just a little sharp shooter.
Yeah, I liked it.
Especially off the back of motherhood.
Yeah,
easy to
yes.
fall into all of those traps.
Very easy.
So get on it and, yeah.
and keep lips. Yourself busy. Just go keep yourself busy. Go yeah. find a hobby. Go find things to do. Yeah. Your job is not to talk about other people.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Well, thanks, Kirst. I really like that. To the point. Sure. And under 30 minutes, please.
Oh, yeah, true.
We are killing it.
On fire.
Anyway, we are going to go eat some ice cream now. Just throwing it out there. All right. Thanks for joining us. If you don't already, would love for you to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you are listening still, subscribe. Subscribe to however you're listening to this episode right now. And that would really, really help us out. Leave a review. All kind words, please. If you've got any hateful words, you can just direct message us that. We'll be nice back, I promise. And other than that, have a great week, ladies. We will chat to you soon.
Bye. Thanks.